Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 20th of April, 2022, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm, and what national day is it?
Well, this isn't technically a national day, but we'll say it's an honorary day for a one Toby Keith.
Oh!
And who is Toby Keith?
Toby Keith is a Chihuahua from Florida and is now the record holder for the oldest dog in the world.
Wow.
At the age of 21.
What?
21 years
what?
And 65 days, something like that.
Well, we have to play a Toby Keith song in honor of the Chihuahua Toby Keith.
Now,
20. Happy birthday, Toby Keith, the 21 Chihuahua, 21-year-old Chihuahua.
Now, he is not the oldest dog there ever has been. That was an Australian Shepherd named Bluey out of New Zealand who lived to be 39.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
Really?
Wouldn't lie about that.
What dog?
The other big day of today is Weed, California, is holding a giant
Weed Festival.
Weed Festival,
all right.
420 Festival.
Oh, it is 420.
Yeah, so we're going to probably lose half our staff this morning after the show.
You know, it's really funny. I never realized until I spoke just recently, did it just dawn on me about 420? Because a girlfriend had told me, you know, like she was talking about gummies that she uses for pain. And I go, where do you get them? She goes, and she started telling me various places. And she said, well, you know, you probably can go in on 420 and get them at half price because they're going to be, everybody's going to be, you know, doing a celebration. And I thought, why is it 420? Is that the day it became legal or something?
Is that the day it became legal? Yeah, I'm sure that had to be at 420 days, the day it became legal in California.
Okay.
What do I know? I haven't smoked it before. So
I'm looking it up.
I haven't used a gummy. Okay, now I did. They had some kind of salve I used on my knee one time, and I didn't notice any difference.
Okay, it is big sales. This is in Santa Fe. Then yeah. There's one that's from in Michigan. Big sales celebration expecting on state's first 420 after marijuana legalization. That's what it is. It's the marijuana holiday.
It's a marijuana holiday.
Oh, my
goodness. Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
Jeez.
Okay, what's what look like, though, kiddo?
Okay, looks like, you know what, we're going to have 100% chance of rain today. Now, when I got up this morning and I looked as the sun was, or the crack of dawn, it looked like a beautiful cloudy day, not rain. So what did I do? We have like a, under the eaves outside where the laundry room is, we have a clothes rack or clothes line. And I love that because it's old school. You know, we have an old downtown house. So, but if the rain goes a certain way, it's going to get up. But I hang the down comforter out, hang the bedspread out because I just like to get fresh air and those things. But today we're going to have 100% chance of rain with our high of 58. Right now it's about 50 degrees. Tonight, overnight lows of 44. Thursday calls for 100% chance of showers once again with 59. Thursday night, showers. Then rain likely with overnight lows of 45. Friday calls for 66. Friday night mostly clear, which is the, isn't it this week? Oh, it's next weekend that we have cool April nights. I'm always getting it confused, but it's next weekend.
Well, they have all types of things going on.
Right now, mostly clear Friday night with overnight lows of 44. Saturday sunny with 74 and Sunday 79. I'm looking forward to getting outside, doing some yard work, moving some stuff around. Very excited about that. So that's the weekend. Then as we progress to Monday, according to the forecast, 77 sunny, and Tuesday will be once again slight chance of rain. So we do like the fact that this is April. We need the rain. It can, in my opinion, it can rain. We'll just make it work, you know. And the weather is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. where they always give discounts. They do the they will go the extra discounts mile
for seniors and veterans
and veterans and just and seniors. 365-3793. Don't jump in my flow, bro.
You got to give the right info, bro. Broisk.
Broisk. Whatever. Get bro-isk. Over it.
Hey.
What's up?
Let's talk. Let's start local. Okay. Matt Pontes, as you know, when we read part of the letter that he wrote concerning allegations and things that Patrick Jones, Board of Supervisors, District 5, brought up, that Pontes, back when he was 19 or 20, was involved with a group of people, and he pled guilty to, I think it was felony embezzlement. Yeah. Did his thing, his, you know, through the system, his record was expunged, and he told the Board of Supervisors when he was applying for the job all about this. Well, Patrick Jones came on our show for a few minutes yesterday and said other things had come up, and he wanted to bring it up in a closed session to all of the Board of Supervisors. And it ended with Matt Pontes getting a 4-1 vote of confidence. Patrick was the only one who opposed it, but most of those people had been there when they had hired Pontes, and they knew about it. Anyway, he got a 4-1 vote of confidence, so that should reassure him. And they also, the Board of Supervisors, voted to rescind the letter of opposition to the casino project from our Reading Rancheria's plan to move the casino to I-5, and in fact are going to write a letter of support. So that's lots happened in the last few months. Now, frankly, and I know this is going to probably upset people, but I've always thought of it as they own the land, and they, you know, they meet certain obligations, of course, environmental. They decided not to build an amphitheater along the river. They're working with the city and the county to ensure there's going to be a safe place out there. And, you know, as long as they meet all the requirements and the mitigation of things like traffic, I see no reason why they can't put their casino on I-5. Their main opposition is people, of course, from Churn Creek who are opposed to anything down there, including Costco, and one of the other tribes from down the road down in Corning. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. By the way, that is moving through the Bureau of Indian Affairs right now, and frankly, none of us have anything to say about it. If the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Department of Interior approves it, they can start their project as soon as they get approval. So, something else that's happening in Reading, which is another, you know, thousands of jobs just building it, and then hundreds of jobs afterwards. So,
you want to hear about five things?
Let me
go ahead with your.
No, I'm just making. I'm just making sure. Do you want to talk? Let's talk about what happened.
Oh, yesterday.
Let's take an early. Okay, yeah, we can
let's
do this
quickly
now.
Yesterday, because okay. We have two lunches. You know, we have the Asphalt Cowboys, which are the guys in the yellow shirts, and they have the Reading Rodeo Cowboys, and they are in the red shirt. So they are right next to each other in the clubhouses next to at the rodeo ground. So yesterday was the Asphalt Cowboy media luncheon, and they threw on a very nice, like a little over an hour for us to come and eat and then tell us all the things that are going on. So when you see those great big yellow posters, they start talking about the events. And so hats off, because you know it's all volunteer. These guys are all business owners or previous business owners. A lot of hard work is coming in. And, you know, we can talk about what we'll be doing now. And later on through this month, we'll be giving tickets away, of course, for our famous pancake breakfast, which is moving downtown here. It's moving from where it was out by the Cascade Theater into the, what do they call this, promenade in here, Carl?
Yeah, it's going to be right up the street here.
Right up the street.
We're at 1326 Market Street. So, you know, where they put the new street here and then the promenade, they're going to probably shut down Market right there. and then have that whole area to seat 10,000 people and do all the cooking. So for us, for a setup, it's just kind of like walk up the street carrying our stuff and put it, you know, put tables up, and we'll be right in the middle of it.
They've got great stories. When one of the guys come on, we're going to talk about what their logo. Why is there a mule tied up to the mule's tied up to a meter, a parking meter. And there's a great story behind that. But, you know, check out, it's a whole week of stuff. And then tomorrow we have another media luncheon for the Redding Cowboys, who, of course, work the rodeo grounds. They're the guys in the chutes, the guys when you come in to get the tickets, any of the guys in the red are working the rodeo grounds. We are going to be so involved with all of the festivities with rodeo. Hopefully soon we're going to get a cluster of tickets to be giving away. But that's kind of what we wanted to share with you about what's going on with rodeo. It is the month. The Marine Corps Color Guard is going to be coming in. Carl signs for them to come in, which I love. These young bucks that some of them, many of them, have never even seen a horse, been near a horse, and all of a sudden, that's their duty.
I don't know if you could call them young bucks since half of them are does.
I bet that's where you're going. They hang with the young bucks. And well, they are tough. They're tough too.
The mounted color guard is usually it's got at least one woman. And last time I had two women on. In fact, the NCOIC was a woman. So I mean, I'm just saying that.
Well, thank you for that.
They're cool.
They are so cool.
They have a great time.
And
they have been coming here for 10 years.
And is it 10 already?
This has become their favorite rodeo and community to participate in by far.
Yeah.
They call me in January. And say, hey, you all having a rodeo this year? And I said, yeah, I got the paperwork. It's heading your way.
So cool. So, yeah, lots of that stuff is on our way. We're going to take a break right now. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday edition. We're going to be coming up and talking about five things you need to know as we wait, perhaps, that our guest got a little way late, even though they called and said, we're going to be there. I'm going to be there. That's how live radio goes.
I'll get on my email on it. Maybe he's got a phone number.
Yeah. Anyway.
It was the probation department. I'm kind of looking forward to see what the hell the probation department did here.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, if you can now fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Redding. That flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays with tickets starting as low as $39 one way. You must book direct, though, at AveloAir.com. And if you think about it, $39 each way allows you the opportunity to spend more in Las Vegas. Avelo Airlines. We'll be right back after these messages.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may say my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in Jefferson.
state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
And good morning and welcome to KCNR. On our morning show here live with Carl and Linda, how are you guys? How are y'all doing today? We got to get ready for that. With no chew in the pack. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. All things coming up, rodeo, cool April nights, but let's do a little shout out to some of our sponsors.
B&T Satellite is Reading's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV, and they've been doing it for over 30 years. Give Doug Tooley a call at 241-3474 to find out about how you can get dish TV's only two-year price guarantee. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 241-3474, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Now, before we start in yours, yesterday, last night, at the city council, and it just happened, the city council last night voted to declare that the land down at the Civic, they've decided to not declare the Reading Rodeo Civic land a surplus. The council instead voted to have a discussion as to what could happen with the waterfront property near it. Reading City Manager Barry Tippin discussed during the meeting that there would need to be talks about where to get funding if the riverfront property is to change and potential plans for the future. Tippin says this would need to happen the next time the item's on the agenda. Have we in our city council given up a chance to do something that would be spectacular down there? Where are we now with that? Does that mean that the plans for to build a new, wonderful new civic auditorium and redo the rodeo grounds and all that? Does that mean that's finished?
I don't know. I guess we'll
explore that. Or does that mean is they're going to try to see if they can do it themselves as a city? And do we – that's really interesting. I'm going to have to do some research today.
And, yeah, because we want to know what that means,
what
surplus.
Yeah.
Surplus.
What does that mean?
That word that, encompasses something
well,
that
well,
we're...
Well, surplus, it has to go through all these hoops and all that. But you had to do that first before this could move forward. So what does that mean? So we're going to try and get a hold of one of the city council people and see if we can't figure that out. Okay.
All right. We've got 5 minutes. I'm going to throw some things at you. And see, well, first of all, I want to tell you that the early stages of the pandemic took a massive toll on jobs, as we all know. But luckily, the latest employment numbers are now offering a glimmer of hope about America's economic recovery. Some of the most dramatic and sustained job gains in the U.S. are occurring in the Rocky Mountain states of Utah, Idaho, and Montana. And the South is also emerging as another region for strong employment growth. You know, on another note, I have a very, very good friend that was very much involved with law enforcement, and his wife was a teacher. They lived in the Sacramento area where I grew up, and they moved to Tennessee. So yesterday we had a very long and lengthy conversation as to why. How are you guys? What was the impetus, etc.? And like many people, they looked at, hey, I can move somewhere else and save this much money per month to live on. We're retired, etc., etc. And where they live in an area, for instance, you know, they there's a retired general, colonel, FBI, other law enforcement people, and I just thought it was interesting. Another person that I know that was a longtime Californian moving out of the state. So we've got to do something, because we both talked about how they were season tickets at the Sacramento Music Circus. And that I said, I couldn't believe it when I went down. My mother bought us tickets to see Wicked 2 blocks from where we went to the downtown theater, was where they have the gang shootings at 2 o'clock in the morning. 6 people killed. How many injured?
6 killed. I think it was 12 injured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some
of the ones killed were not gang members. Some of them were just innocent bystanders.
Well, our beautiful,
including the homeless lady,
Sacramento. Yeah. And you know, Carl, I was thinking about that right here. I do have a heart for those people, but right here in front of us, was thinking about that after the conversation yesterday. We have 2 people already that we have right here on Market Street that are starting to make their homes into these cubbies.
Yeah.
Across the street in front of the old Crown Camera.
Yes.
And right here in front of what used to be Dandelion.
Yeah.
And that is, they're making their home there.
Yeah. Well, they're sleeping there. Well, they're there during the day, too. You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, before you know it, now there's going to be 3, 4, 5, the same thing that I'm seeing in Sac, that I just couldn't believe in 3 years of what I saw happening in Sacramento in front of businesses is happening. It's encroaching and happening right here. So it's not like I want to push them out and make them go away, but here's an alternative, guys. How about over here? How about in this? I know we're trying to create places for these. Do they choose to do that? They could be sweet people, loving people that don't want to be in society. They want to live this way.
Well, that's fine, but don't... You don't want to live in society, but you're living in society.
Yeah. People are paying taxes for our street and our business building here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, where he is staying is a door that's not used. And
right.
So he has found that with his little dog. And, I mean, if there's housing for people that want to help themselves.
Yes.
And we provide the housing for people who want to get into programs that help them with drugs, alcohol, help them get jobs, all of these things. You know, I don't think anybody opposes that. Nobody opposes that. It's the ones that are walk up to a 29-year-old young man at Taco Bell and stabs him to death.
Mm-hmm.
There's the problem. You know, this guy had been arrested numerous times. He'd been in a mental hospital and released. You know, those are the ones we need to be protected from. Those are the ones that, I mean, there's some that it's an eyesore, so we have to figure out how to do it. And every time there's an election, my friends, we know there have all been on our show for the last 12 years. I'm going to do something about public safety. I'm going to do something about homelessness. Well, homelessness has gotten worse. We have crimes where innocent people, it's one thing for drug dealers to go on other drug dealers and invade their home and shoot it up. But it's another thing to have people have their house invaded and, they have nothing to do with crime except they are now the victims of crime. And yet for 12 years, every one of them have said the same thing. Has it gotten better? I would say, no, it hasn't gotten better. Do we have less homeless? No, we don't have less homeless. So whatever we're doing, obviously, is not working. So, you know, it would be interesting to see somebody that actually had a well-thought-out plan on how to handle this. Julie Winter wrote me a really nice email on how, you know, on how they're trying to do some things, but how hard it is if people aren't going to buy into it. And that's unfortunately the problem. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got these five things. But we also is, why would Sherry Papini do this? And there's a good article on KRCR, of all places, on why a person would do this. And they talked to a forensic psychologist about this. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, local board of directors. Matt Mosley's taking over the helm here in June. They have been open 15 years, and they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers.
Toby Keith. I like how he said boozers.
Thirsty hitchhikers.
My favorite place.
And the girls next door dress up like movie stars.
Buckle bunnies.
I love this bar.
Hey, 7:36 in the morning here on 420, which in weed, if you're heading north, you might want to close your windows and turn on the air conditioning because it could be
or not.
You know, it could be a cloud of smoke coming out of weed today. This portion of the show brought
actually
to you by
all over. They're doing celebrations all over.
Well, that could be, but how appropriate in Weed, California.
Yep.
I mean, they could have something that could bring in tens of thousands of people if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, what are the five things?
Oh, okay. We're going to start with...
But I want to finish with...
we are going to...
With Ms. Papini.
Okay, Ukrainian forces have repelled numerous Russian attempted advances in the crucial Donbas region amid Moscow's increased shelling attacks in the area. UK defense intelligence says Ukrainian troops are also resisting Russian attacks in the southeastern port and city of Mariupol, where hundreds of civilians are sheltering in the basements of a massive steel plant. With Mariupol under heavy bombardment, officials reached an agreement with Russia today to establish a humanitarian corridor for the evacuation of women, children, and elderly from the besieged city.
The battle's going on. Their president said, you know what, if you just turn loose those weapons to us, we'll continue to fight. Ukraine is pushing into the east. They're going down around they want that eastern land bridge down to the Black Sea. Now, here's the question is, if they do get to the point of defeating the Ukrainian forces, what's the rest of the world going to do? I mean, he took the Crimea. I mean, are we as a civilized, and I use that word civilized, you know, kind of, you know, in a civilized world, are we going to let another country come in, a large country come in and take over a smaller country like this? What is the world going to do? I mean, you can talk sanctions and all this. This obviously has not slowed Putin down at all. Now you're starting to hear from one or two of our elected officials, we're going to have to send troops into Ukraine. And when we send troops into Ukraine, all the bets are off.
Then we declare
now,
a side. Yeah,
we're training Ukrainian troops in other countries with American troops, like in artillery and other things, I'm sure, tactics and all these others with our Green Berets. That's what they do. They train local troops on how to fight. So I'm not going to even hazard a guess about how many thousand Ukrainians are in other places being trained by U.S. and NATO troops on how to fight, how to use these weapon systems. We've sent a buttload over already. All the anti-tank, the javelins, the Stinger missile systems, all of these things. But this war is not over yet. You know, Russia has not unleashed their full force yet.
Okay, number two, the Justice Department says it will appeal a court ruling that struck down the federal mask mandate for travelers, but only if the CDC determines the mandate is still necessary to protect public health. Now, on one of the websites, Carl, that I looked at this morning, it showed travelers on a plane with no masks.
Well, yesterday, all of the major airlines, in fact, all the airlines, including our own coming out of here, JetBlue, Avelo, Alaska, said you do not have to wear masks anymore if you wish not to. TSA said they are not going to enforce people wearing masks coming through their lines. So now the, you know, what the judge said is you keep extending this and you're just taking away individual freedoms and that's going to stop. He put a halt to it.
If you're concerned about an upcoming trip,
you can wear a mask.
There, it says the masks are no longer required. Now I've gone to a couple, doctor's appointments this week and masks are required to walk through the door and be in that. I don't have a problem because you're around other people who maybe have immune issues or whatever that is. That isn't a problem.
Usually people go to see a doctor because there may be something wrong with them. And, you know, what if they do have contagious
disease? So that, I mean, I haven't had a mask. I've walked in and they've given me a mask. And they're really good about it. So, you know, I have no problem with that. Number three, immigration. The Department of Homeland Security is actively preparing, get this, Carl, I want you to hear this clearly, preparing for an increase in migrants next month when a Trump-era pandemic restriction lifts on the U.S.-Mexico border, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told CNN yesterday. Both Democrats and Republicans have expressed fierce criticism about the Biden administration's decision and are questioning how authorities plan to handle the surge in migrant crossings when the order is lifted.
Okay.
Get ready.
You know what? Joe Biden, I saw a T-shirt. I saw this T-shirt at the Red Bluff Roundup. It said, Jose Biden, no bueno. Okay.
It is funny. Okay.
No bueno. Now, are we going just for open borders?
Pretty soon.
We were trying to hold it back. You know, it's like Joe Biden has no concept of what's happening. Even the Democrats in his own party are saying, don't do that. Don't do that. We're being inundated. We're being overrun. Let's start building a wall. We have to do something. You're killing our districts down here. Now, if you want to take it even further, it's they're flying them and they're bussing them into other cities all over the United States. There's been no COVID testing. I mean, if COVID's a big thing, why aren't we COVID testing them and treating people for that and giving them inoculations? No, just Americans. We don't care who's coming through there. They've already stopped 23 people that were on the terrorist watch list coming across the border. 23. How many made it through on the terrorist watch list that comes across this very porous border? The Border Patrol is arresting, setting new records in arresting, but they just keep coming. They keep coming in caravans because of Joe Biden's, proclamations, his administration, all of this. I mean, it is absolutely incredible what this one administration has done, have setting new records for illegals coming across the border and into our country.
All right.
No bueno.
No bueno. Student loan debt. The Biden administration announced new actions yesterday that will help bring millions of student loan borrowers close to receiving debt forgiveness. The latest changes will push 3.6 million borrowers at least 3 years closer to receiving loan forgiveness through what's known as the Income-Driven Repayment Program, or IDR. The program also promises loan forgiveness after 20 or to 25 years of payments are made. More? Thousands?
Nope. I want to talk about that.
All right.
Loan forgiveness for less than 25% of the people who go on to college. That means, do you have a college degree, Jared?
I got a couple credits.
You have some credits, but now you get to pay for, Carl Bott's degree in, basket weaving because I'm only going to pay $100 or $50 a month because really I don't have a real good job because my degrees in plant weaving or basket weaving. So you get to pay for that. How do you feel about that, buddy?
I don't think I'd want to.
Well, this is what the Biden administration is going to do. They're going to take people who don't go to college, the 75% who go on to trades and have jobs and make a good living, but now they're going to have to pay for those people who went to school and just, you know, they took the loans. Nobody forced them to take the loans. And now you're going to end up, I'm going to end up, Linda's going to end up, Noah's going to end up. We're all going to end up paying for their college degrees.
Well, when you listen,
where does it say that? Where did it ever say that that's right?
When you listen to Dave Ramsey.
Thanks again. No bueno. No bueno.
When you listen to Dave Ramsey on our show, from on our station from 12 to 3, he says vehemently, don't take student loans. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because how many people have called in, I got $100,000, what's your degree in? Are you using it?
And most don't.
I'm telling you right
there
now,
are specific
he says,
degrees.
Don't do student loans. Don't do it.
Now, doctors that pick up this. We had two doctors in here one day. He says, you know, yeah, I'm paying off my student loans. I can't buy a car. He says, if you would just let us write off the interest like you do for a home loan, that would make a huge difference, a huge difference, but they don't let them do that. So there
my
could be some changes.
My went to school for 11 years
medical
to become
an
anesthesiologist and an internal medicine doctor. And he got out of school at 30-some years old. I don't think he paid off his – by the time he paid off his student loans, it was 10 years, 10, 12 years. I got to ask him because he didn't – I mean
– He worked
his way through two jobs while going through medical school.
Yeah.
And we're, I mean,
okay,
I don't
know. Got
to
take a break.
Maybe he had like, you know what? I don't think he did for the 420 legalization. It was something else. But anyway, he got through it.
Crackmaster, windshield repair brings us this segment. It's a better known business. There's nobody better at the job of repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix that. You've seen these big RVs come in there with, they've got a front windshield and it's like 8 feet by 8 feet, and it's got a little chip right in the center of it. Well, there's Jeff up on there fixing it, ensuring that it doesn't go into a big crack. Don't fool around with your family safety. Jeff guarantees his work. For a free inspection and analysis, take your car or truck or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no need to take me home. I'm old enough to face the
In 2019, Christopher McHatton killed Stephen Johnson with a hammer. The big question, why? The Shasta County District Attorney spent hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars only to have the murder conviction reversed on appeal. Why? Because Ben Hanna, Stephanie Bridget's right-hand man, quote, misled the jury. The appellate court stated the magnitude of the error was great, prejudicial, and requires reversal. Now Shasta County taxpayers will be forced to fork out thousands more for retrial. It's time to restore competency to the DA's office. Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Reading, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
But we do in weed.
It's all legal now.
We don't take our trips on.
Hey, 420 is today. Hey, welcome back to KCNR. Good morning, everybody. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and also online at KCNR1460.com. If the sheriff will be here at the 8 o'clock hour for the entire hour, we've got Sheriff Johnson. A portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite. We're talking about the rodeo. Mike joined us. It was great to see him. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County. He is available for appointment to come in and customize anything that you can imagine that you would like to create with stone and or tile or
granite. That's a free consultation, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. 241-STONE. Give him a call. Okay, going back into a couple things. Popeyes plans to open 200 new stores in North America this year. And the serious debate, according to this website, who really has the best chicken sandwich, Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
I've not had.
You know, I've never eaten a Chick-fil-A.
I haven't
Chick-fil-A.
Even had a Chick-fil-A yet. I've been here.
I've never eaten at Chick-fil-A.
I don't want to wait in line.
Nor Popeyes.
But
well, you know how you don't wait in line at Chick-fil-A's? Go there Sunday. You can be first in line.
Yeah, because nobody's, it's not open. Well, okay. But we will try it. Okay, Netflix.
Yeah, their stock is
tanked. Yeah, their stock is tanked.
And what they said is they've got like 100 million households that share their passwords.
Yes.
And, you know, well, like you and I share a password in the house, but we're the only ones. We aren't living in separate homes.
Yes, yes.
And they said they can only reach out, you know, they can only sign up so many people. And they haven't, so Netflix is tanked.
Two more things quickly. Volkswagen is coming for Tesla. Volkswagen is trying to take over the electric car market by phasing out all gasoline-powered vehicles from its U.S. lineup.
We have ways of doing that.
We have ways. Jupiter's moon, Europa, may have a habitable ice shell. Scientists say Europa stands out as one of the best candidates for harboring extraterrestrial life in our solar system. Now, speaking of extraterrestrial, weird, out there behavior. That segue.
Well, weird behavior here, and we're talking about, of course, Shirley Papini. One of the investigators on the case there, Captain Brian Jackson with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, has been on the Papini case since the beginning and has one major question he would like to ask Papini is why? I'd like to know, want to know about, as well as the community and everybody else out there wants to understand. Why did you do this? But KRCR, our local Channel 7 here, asked forensic psychiatrist Ian Lamoureux, who specializes in cases like Papini, what he thinks a why might be. And he gave three possibilities. One, monetary gain. In this case, there appears to have been financial gain, so it could be as simple as monetary gain. That's not the most satisfying answer for some things like this, but it may end up at the end of the day being accurate. I'm not sure if that's it, you know, but his other two. Pathological hero syndrome. It was not a rational motivation that could be an intrinsic motivations. I think this is quite analogous to what I've studied and researched in his career, which is the pathological hero syndrome, where somebody fabricates an event to make them appear more worthy. I added that part. Then there's the extrinsic pathway, or there's some external event that's taking place or is going to take place. So, for example, termination from a job, a divorce, things of that nature, and they're trying to avoid that event from taking place due to a lack of good coping skills. So fabricating some sort of heroic event, or in this case, victimization, as a way to avoid that.
But branding yourself?
Well,
branding yourself.
This is part of
it. And then lying about other racial.
Banging her head against the wall in the bathroom.
We've seen that in movies and stuff where somebody will do that, like I'm hurt, you know, whatever. But, and I'm not saying that's weird, but to do the racial, make this whole thing up where people are looking for two Hispanic women in a van. It's just, you know, there's going to be a move. It's just,
oh, it's
like, this really happened.
And what he followed up by saying, it appears as though she was quite thoughtful about what she ultimately pled guilty to having done. If we as a society view all sorts of criminal activity or bad actions that are unusual as stemming or at least something as an artifact of mental illness, then that just adds to the stigma. And then he has never interviewed her personally. The question I would really like to ask her, the forensic psychiatrist says, is what do you think is, I would really like to ask her, though, is what do you think would change in your relationship with your children? What do you think would have changed in your relationship with your husband had you gotten away with this? That I don't know if anybody's ever going to know unless she writes a book or something. But I, you know, and who my heart goes out to, and I don't know them, is her family.
Yeah, we see that every time we bring this up, her kids, her children, her husband, her parents, the name Papini. I wonder how we can heal that as a community. Like,
well, as long as you don't hold the kids or the husband responsible.
Well, as soon as that name comes up, anywhere you go, a passport.
Yeah.
Are you related to that girl?
This was national news.
Oh my God!
National news again. I think Friday night they're doing a big special on this. One of the major channels, major media channels. Some of our people from right here in Reading are going to be on that, talking about this case. And Papini, even when confronted by FBI saying we have proof that you were someplace else, she still denied it. Anyway. We'll find out what happens.
What's the news? Let's kind of sum it up about this particular article that you wanted to bring, because I'm kind of lost.
Well, just the fact is that she's coming up for sentencing here. She pled guilty to one count of wire fraud, which can put her in jail for 25 years, and then also lying to federal officers. That's less. That's like 5 years. But she could go to jail. on this.
And do you think she should go to jail? She needs to be in some place where she's
I think she needs to go someplace.
Steep. Well, anyway, you know what? I'm sounding like I'm judgmental here. But.
Yeah, well, no, you don't do this. I mean, to take it to that level. So, yeah, we'll find out what happens. Mm. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden reportedly considering a delay in the rollback of Title 42 border restrictions. Ending Title 42, which currently is supposed to happen next month, would result in an even larger influx of illegal aliens. And Axios reports that members of the Biden inner circle have been discussing keeping Title 42 beyond May 23rd. The Justice Department yet to make a final decision on whether to appeal a judge's ruling striking down the mask mandate on public transport. Some travelers, please, the mandate is gone.
I mean, it's up to individual, but for me, I just don't like wearing a mask, and I'm happy about it.
While others not quite ready to get rid of the face covering.
I respect other people's choice not to wear a mask, but I will wear a mask if I am in public transportation.
The Justice Department says that if the CDC decides that mask mandates are still needed, it would appeal the judge's ruling. As Mariupol, Ukraine, continues to take a pounding by Russian artillery units, there is talk of another humanitarian evacuation corridor.
Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk said there was a preliminary agreement to allow women, children and the elderly to leave Mariupol from the west into Ukrainian-controlled territory. The southeastern city continues to be pounded by Russian bombs, which flattened a sprawling steel plant believed to be the defenders' last holdout. Russian military strikes also hit a hospital where hundreds were staying. Vereshchuk said civilians in Mariupol were facing a catastrophic humanitarian situation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed at the moment. Right now, the Dow is up 315 points, a gain of close to 1%. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 68 points. The S&P 15 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and so is the challenge. What do you give the mom that gave you everything? This Mother's Day, give the gift of a lifetime of memories. Digitized forever. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Nick. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago to simplify preserving footage of mom's wedding, your first steps, and all the milestone moments that made your mom, mom.
Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box to convert those meaningful moments.
Legacy Box is simple, safe, and affordable. Simply fill your Legacy Box with photos, film, and tapes. Our team of experts will do the rest.
Not to mention, you'll get back your originals and new digital copies on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud, ready to relive and share for generations.
Make your mom feel extra special this Mother's Day with what Real Simple calls the perfect gift.
Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox to get early access to our Mother's Day sale. That's LegacyBox.com/LBox for an unbelievable deal. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
A security pact the Solomon Islands has signed with China continues to generate concern in the West, perhaps nowhere more than in Australia.
A draft of the deal leaked online said it would allow Beijing to send armed forces to the Solomon Islands to protect Chinese investments. The foreign minister in Canberra, Maurice Payne, said she was deeply disappointed. The security accord had been signed. The opposition Labour Party insisted that the Australian government's diplomatic failures would allow China to establish a military presence in the region. Beijing said the pact would help it respond to natural disasters and maintain social order.
The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney. Four people dead, 19 injured, the result of a series of suspected methane gas explosions deep in a coal mine in southern Poland. News and analysis at townhall.com. A federal grand jury in Washington indicts two men accused of impersonating federal agents.
Aryan Taherzadeh and Haider Ali were arrested in an FBI raid earlier this month. Prosecutors say the pair claimed to be members of a non-existent Homeland Security task force investigating gangs and violence connected with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. They also tricked actual Secret Service officers and agents, including one assigned to protect the First Lady, offering them expensive apartments and gifts. The plot unraveled during an investigation by postal inspectors of an assault on a mail carrier at the apartment building. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A state of emergency in Coconino County, Arizona. It's because of a fast-moving wildfire on the outskirts of Flagstaff. That blaze forcing the evacuation of more than 700 homes. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow up 278 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day. And if it's hump day, you know that Sheriff Mike Johnson is with us today, too, from Shasta County Sheriff. Today, 420, a big celebration going up on Weed today, Weed, California. I wonder what it's about. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay, and Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have rain today with a high of 58. Now, we do have a wind advisory. Oh, my goodness. 16 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 28. Chance of precipitation, just 100%. That's all. And we're going to have overnight lows of 44. Tomorrow calls for showers with a high of 59, overnight lows of 45. And then Friday, once again, 90% chance of rain with a high of 66. Friday night looks like we're clearing up a little bit, where Saturday we've got sunny skies with a high of 74, and Sunday, 79 and sunny. Yeah, there's the weather forecast, and that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in the Anderson area, where the Kinney family is bringing you all your propane and gas needs, 365-3793, with senior and veteran discounts, of course.
Hey, let's have a happy news here. Before, you know, we start here, Sheriff Johnson has given us a couple minutes. A lady at the, River Commons Senior Living, Ruth has, I'll get her name here in a second. I just lost it on the computer, turned 104. And they're saying is, she says, one of the ladies that's there, that works there, says, I can't keep up with Ruth. Ruth is, you know, totally, ageless. That she is turned, she turned 104 yesterday. Hazel Barbano celebrated 104th birthday at River Commons, and as she said, she absolutely adores all of her friends at this, you know, at River Commons, where she's been for over 5 years. Sharp as a tack and still gets around with ease, but no walker or cane needed.
Oh my gosh! Plays piano
and bingo.
Bingo, piano, and
I bingo. Mean, these are the things that keep you sharp, like B58. You know, when's the last time you played bingo? I mean, you got to, and especially if you've got those dapper things or whatever, doppers or whatever they call.
Anyway, they
and
said.
And you got two or three boards going at the same time? That's quick.
What's the key to long life? And Hazel said, I don't know. Margaritas. Yeah, I'm going to have a margarita today. Honey, you're going to live forever.
I don't have a margarita every day, but.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, did she say margaritas?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, my God, that's great.
And you know what? You see the photos of her, and she is just, you know, very...
With it.
Yeah, she's with it. Hey, speaking of being with it, we have Shasta County Sheriff Mike Johnson with us today.
Good morning.
Today we discussed a number of things today. They're not going to declare it surplus land down at the for the city, and I don't know exactly what that means yet. And I've got a couple phone calls out to people on the city council. The other thing is the board of supervisors had a. I'm not expecting comments on these, but the board of supervisors 4-1 vote of confidence for Matt Pontus, which seems to be a stabilizing vote. And then they also voted for to rescind the letter of opposition to the Wind River Casino move, and in fact are writing a letter to support it. What impact on public safety, because this is one of the big things they talk about, what impact on public safety would a new casino there have?
Well, it'd have a huge impact. There's going to be, obviously, it's going to be a much bigger facility. It's going to be right off of I-5. I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know, so that's going to increase the traffic and the amount of crime there as well, too. You know, casinos, and this isn't a knock on this particular casino. All casinos draw a certain additional element that causes calls for service and public safety. You know, not just police, but fire and medics as well. And it's going to be an increase of something we got to account for and something we have to plan for.
Now, is this something as part of the mitigation when they're building this? Would be law enforcement? Would they, I don't know, you know, put more money into the law enforcement funds, you know, budgets of the sheriff and the city? Could that be part of it?
I would say that just by design and by scale of this and where it's going to be located and everything, that would almost be mandatory that we're going to have to enter into some negotiations and figure out a law enforcement plan.
They have security out there, but would that be part of the negotiations, would you think, about having a beefed-up security force of their own out there?
I do. I think that and they've been very good about that anyways there, yeah, with their own security and their own in-house surveillance systems and everything. I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will beef that up. But we will, you know, we'll make sure all those things are covered and make sure that we have a part and a good relationship, and we account for the staffing too. Imagine we're going to have to increase our staffing a little bit to account for it.
I would think so in the city police, but I'm sure that that's part of the plan because of working together with the with Redding Rancheria. They've shown interest in working with the city and county on this. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to take an early break, and when we come back, we'll start talking about some of the things that have been happening in Shasta County. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, I was in there yesterday looking around.
Uh-oh.
You know birthday's Linda? Coming up.
You hear
things
that?
Things like this. Also, I'd just like to go down and see Rebecca
smiling.
And Henry and say hello to them. And Leonard was there. Four Winds Jewelry, great selection.
Founder of Four Winds Jewelry.
That's right. Great selection of jewelry there. Very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a watch repairman. He can build a watch from scratch. All of this is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mike Johnson.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Redding is already heating up. Book your travel now to the Pacific Northwest with Alaska Airlines and enjoy daily nonstop service from Redding to Seattle. You can enjoy a cool weekend in Seattle or connect with Alaska Airlines to anywhere in the world with the One World Alliance. Dreaming about that Alaskan cruise? Fly direct and sail away. At Alaska Air, they care a lot. Check out great places to travel and book your next trip now at alaskaair.com/Redding.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Barron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Barron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Stephanie Bridget boasts about her significant trial and leadership experience. Shasta County voters want the truth? Under Bridget's leadership, her team has failed to protect Shasta County families. In 2021, Bridget's team only won 63% of felony cases. In 2020, 65%. In 2019, bummer year, 55%. 2018, 56%. Unbelievable. These are some of the lowest numbers in the entire state of California. The conviction rate should be around 80 to 90%. Let's create a safer Shasta County by getting rid of Stephanie Bridget. Paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Hey, if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plan or your 401k with all this craziness going on out there, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Call her at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy's been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson. Some of the events that happened, we were talking about them during the break. The danger out at for people who underestimate their abilities or how cold the water is when they jump into Shasta Lake.
Or overestimate their abilities, yes. Yeah.
Did I say underestimate?
Yeah,
I
meant over. Yeah, it is. A very sad story. Carl, we were talking about the most recent drowning we had at the Shasta Lake and what was involved with that. And without getting into too much details, it is important for people to realize that the water is still very cold, and no matter how good your swimming abilities are, if you're in that water too long and you're trying to make it a certain distance, you get fatigued a lot quicker, your body temperature drops, your muscles start to cramp, and you won't be able to make it. And this was the case of what happened recently with the father and his three boys that were on vacation.
So tragic.
Yeah, it is tragic. So the houseboat blew off the side of the bank and was drift, and he jumped in to swim to it and try to get to the boat, and it was just too far, and he couldn't make it. And it wasn't a matter that he couldn't swim. Again, it's just a matter of it's too far, and your body temperature drops, and he struggled and never resurfaced.
And again, this is, you know, people that come out for a good time, bringing their family, but you just have to be careful out there. That lake, well, there's people drowning that lake all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Overestimate their abilities or underestimate how cold that water is.
Yeah, and this wasn't a case of wasn't one of those cases where drinking or partying or anything like that. He was actually early in the morning fishing with his boys when this happened. And
oh my God,
it's just it's a tragedy. The poor kids. One of them had to hike up the hill 2 miles just to get cell service to call us. It's really a tragedy.
Another tragedy was this motorcycle that y'all had been.
Wow.
You had pulled him over, and then he took off.
Yep, go for a traffic stop. He takes us on a pursuit, and he's erratic driving, wrong side of the road. We call off the pursuit because it's too dangerous, obviously, to keep pursuing him. And
he was driving in the wrong direction.
Wrong side of the people do that. It's a tactic people use when they're trying to evade the police often. And it's just, gosh, when it gets to that, it's so dangerous for everybody involved. So that's why, you know, we have to weigh those things when we're in a pursuit of whether it's worth it or not. And when it's not worth it to public safety, we call off the pursuit like we did on this guy.
You think he wanted to die? Just like, I'm just going to go out. I'm going to just go until I just, whatever I hit, I go.
I don't think so. I don't think that's the case, but I don't know. That's just speculation.
He may have done this before and it worked for him, but you know, yards have to go out to the lady whose car he hit.
Man.
Just destroyed the whole front end of that car. Luckily, she was not injured badly.
Right.
But still, I mean, there she is just driving down the road and some crazy
guy. Could be you or me or anybody else.
Plows into him. What's the fastest you've ever gone after anybody? Would you say?
110 on a freeway, but
110 on freeway. Well, I'm glad that I had that fifth and sixth gear so I could keep, you know. Yeah, I just wanted to know how fast I was going.
That was probably 20 years ago, Carl, and it was the middle of the night where there wasn't a lot of traffic on there, and roadways were dry, and there wasn't anybody. It was the right side of the roadway.
Did you catch them?
Well, the helicopter catch him, and like we say, Motorola caught him.
That's right. You can't. You know what? You can might be able to outrun the car, but you're never going to outrun the radio.
That's right.
Okay.
Let's talk about something good. You know what's good this morning, Carl? The fact that you guys play my camel every Wednesday when I'm on.
I
on the way to work, I heard Johnny Cash and Toby Keith. So
Toby Keith.
I had a good morning.
Well, because the oldest, we love Toby Keith anyway, the musician, but the oldest dog in the world right now is a Chihuahua by the name of Toby Keith.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Guinness
Book of World. At 31, I think he is.
No, he's 21.
Oh, okay. You talked about another dog that was that old. But still,
the oldest
was
39. So, anyway.
29.
Fun facts.
29,
here on the radio.
Thanks,
which one?
Sure.
Is Toby Keith 29?
No, the oldest dog. Not 39.
29. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Say 39 seemed like a long time.
A lot of
time.
Figures flowing around here. But anyway, that's Toby Keith.
Well, let's talk about figures at the, everybody, you know, it's election time. Yep. Everybody is talking about jails.
Okay.
As usual.
Yep.
I mean, I've got 12 years of archives, and I could bring back every one of them for everybody that's run for 12 years, and we talk about jails. It sounds like most people have bought into, you know, the original plan you had to, we have to have a way to be able to give them the treatments they need.
Right. Well, at least a portion of those people.
At least a portion of it. But to give them the treatment they need, we need to lock them up, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's how we get our hooks in them. I mean, when you have a crime and you can arrest them and get our hooks in them and get them to the facility, then we can give them pretty much an ultimatum and a choice to make. Either, you know, we force you into treatment and you have a chance to work it off, or you do your time. And that's the bed space will equal the you do your time, right? We can start sentencing and keeping people on it. And I think, Carl, you and I had this talk already a little bit about, you know, just simply saying we need a new jail and increase bed space doesn't solve the ultimate problem. Because the problem is we have a lot of people on the street, and we need to get those people off the street one way or another, through criminal behavior or through mental health or drug addiction. Whatever it is, they need to be off the street. So just increasing the jail space, doesn't exactly solve that problem.
Because if you had that, and sometimes you can hold them for 60, 90 days.
Sometimes.
But if you had the increase, you know, if we had all the space we need them, and somebody goes in and steals something, or two or three things, and you can put them in the jail, you can hold them, that's when you can start working with them.
Right.
During that 30, 60, 90 days.
So the idea is that we arrest Linda Bott on the street, and she's a problem, and she's constantly arresting her for one thing or another. So in this matrix, what happens is we arrest Linda for a couple of low-level misdemeanor crimes, quality of life crimes, right, which you're not going to get a lot of jail time out of, plus by bail reform, she'll be able to bail out if she wants. But if we bring her in, arraign her on those charges, and tell her, here's your choices. You got a choice to go into this drug rehab problem. Let's say she has a heroin addiction. You have a chance to go into... I know, Linda.
Clarify that. While you're driving and you're getting out of the car, let's say Linda Smith.
Okay, Linda Smith. All right.
Thank you.
All right, sorry, Linda. So,
see, I've heard that name before. How come I... Weren't you in trouble?
Linda Smith has a drug addiction problem. So we arraign her on her charges. We give her a chance to go into the rehab, and we tell her if you participate and you're successful and we get you through the program, then we can look at reducing or dropping your charges. If you're not, we bring you back and hold you accountable for those charges, and you do time, and you whatever time that is sentenced. And if she's not going to go with the program, we're not going to give people something for nothing. They're either going to participate and become part of productive society or not. And if they're not, then we'll have plenty of jail space to start incarcerating those people over and over and over as many times as we have to.
Do you think what Patrick Jones has said is that, you know, you build your headquarters module, leave it plenty big to add on to it, and he said, and make it like it's spokes, and so you build one spoke out for 200 people and start with that so we can start getting people off the street.
Well,
but I've heard other people then say, yeah, but then you got your construction cost and all this. It'd be better to build it all at once.
I agree with more of, so I've had a lot of input, Carl, since I've proposed that last plan. And that's all it was, by the way, is a proposal. Nothing's been really done. No. That was just some research I did. So there may be other options to build it out cheaper. But I am definitely for building it all out at once because of that exact argument. Mm-hmm. Now, what I've come to realize is maybe there's an opportunity to do kind of a short-term and a long-term plan. So maybe the short-term plan is identifying some existing buildings or some sort of matrix where we can increase jail space a little bit and have these modules go in somewhere while we work on the long-term plan, which is building out the whole facility and campus that we need.
If we have low-level offenders, they're not violent, and there's hundreds of those.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that steal your catalytic converters, they're the ones that shoplift, they're, you know, all of those. It seems like we should be able to have a way of, you know, having housing for them. Doesn't have to be as severe.
Yes.
Is that what you're kind of talking about?
I am talking about that, but again, you're going to need those treatment type of holding facilities for that. The state is coming down with a bunch of more mandates, and this isn't Mike Johnson's assembly bills and Senate bills, which are going to require you to have some of these treatment facilities in place if you want to capture state or federal money to increase your jail space. So you can't just go, I'm going to add bed spaces and get state and federal money for that, because they're going to have requirements that you also have programs included anyways.
Well, it just makes sense, you know, because maybe we have a low rate of success in this. Mm-hmm. And that was what I wanted to talk to probation about today.
And I would agree with that. We do have a low rate of success.
So it doesn't mean that it can't grow, though. You know, if you take 10% off the streets, as long as we're not getting 40% more, we're going to start eating into this thing.
Yeah, you know, Carl, I wish we could have chain gangs on the side of the road, and I wish we could have tent cities for incarceration, but that's just not how it is anymore. One, that California won't allow that, so I can't do that. And number two is we have to try to figure out something that's going to work for our community. One of the comments I got was, in all the input that I've been getting, well, why don't we just you focus on the jail and let mental health focus on mental health and probation focus on rehabilitation and drug addiction? And my answer was, that's what we've got now, and it isn't working. So we have to come up with something that's going to work for our community. And so we're going to need to be creative and innovative and thoughtful in the long term here as a community and figure out something that's going
to
work.
Well, Eric McGreeny was hired to be the point man in this, and I need to get Eric on and tell, ask him where we are with this. But there have been plans and everything. Are they finding money for this jail and the program? Because it's got to be a program. It's got to be a kind of a holistic approach on all this. I mean, is there money out there from the state? I mean, do we need grant writers? What do we need?
Well, that's something you're going to have to ask county administration. I know they set aside about $12 million initially, and mm-hmm. there's ARPA funds coming in. But other than that, I don't think there's been any real true identification of money that we're going to have for sure. You know, there's ideas out there. We have a long way to go. We haven't even identified the land where we would put such a facility, which is going to be a hurdle in and of itself. You know that not in my backyard is always a factor for people when you're putting in a...
Well, you could declare it a VRBO and put it anywhere you want, it appears.
Apparently.
In this city. So, okay, we're with Sheriff Mike Johns. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about people that are public safety nuisances and problems and danger out there. Shasta Regional Medical Center instituted a 5150 program where they can take 22 to 24 people off the streets. The police or the sheriffs will deliver them down to Shasta Regional. Where they're stabilized, they can keep them up to 72 hours and longer. If they get a court order, somebody's a danger to themselves or others, and treat them and then hold them until, if it's very severe, to get them into a mental facility, an inpatient facility. This is just one of the things that Shasta Regional Medical Center has done to make our community safer to help public safety. Healing starts here in so many different ways at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry, including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent two decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys. You gotta draw.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop in right off Athens Avenue is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, gives great haircuts. I wouldn't go anywhere else than to Cypress Square Barbershop. They work by appointments only, so give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. Go on and get your haircut and have a good time and find out what's going on at Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson. And Sheriff, you've been in the job since August of 2021. It's almost a year. And you came in with all these things you wanted to do.
Yes.
So how's that worked?
Okay, well, we've accomplished a lot. 9 months is what I've been in, Carl, and we've accomplished a lot in that 9 months. So the first and foremost was, as I came into the sheriff's office, was the marijuana eradication. It was a very hot community topic at that time, which I'm glad it was because it needed to be. And there was a really priority of the Board of Supervisors to start with that immediately. So they allocated money for us to begin that process, and we did. Within 2 weeks of being appointed, we did our first marijuana operation. And to date, the stats that I put out on the website recently is we have done 21 operations, had 29,000 plants, 3,267 pounds of processed marijuana, done a couple of butane honey oil labs, we seized 23 firearms, 13 arrests and complaints sent over. It's just $56,000 in cash. We've done well already, and those are really good stats because I don't even have a full-time marijuana eradication team yet. This is all done on overtime, all done on folks volunteering their time after they're put in their regular work week. They will volunteer to come in and do these marijuana operations. We've partnered up with our allied agencies and in particular Fish and Wildlife, do a lot of operations with them. It's going really good. And now looking forward, Board of Supervisors has promised a budget for a marijuana eradication team for us. So we've already started putting the infrastructure in place, got the office space set up. We're ordering vehicles and equipment, and we're getting ready to go full bore here. So that probably the biggest of the accomplishments, but we've done a lot of other stuff, and I'd like to share a little bit of those other stuff with you if I could.
Sure.
So 7 promotions since I've become sheriff, and those promotions comes with shuffling around some people and putting the right people in the right places, which has yielded some big benefits internally with morale and efficiency of the agency. We've had a hiring bonus and incentive plan put in place, and we're doing very well in that aspect now. We've got several people in background. We've hired several people. got a good outlook, good light at the end of the tunnel with that. Our boating safety unit, we're looking to do an allied agency, kind of multi-agency boating safety unit to kind of overcome the staffing shortages there. We've done a jail staffing plan because of the shortage and been able to survive on that. We've created an advisory board for the sheriffs. It was me with a cross-section of various people within the community so I can get feedback and understand the needs of the community. We've added two canines to our canine unit. We've
What kind of force multiplier is a canine?
Oh, it's incredible. It is incredible. And I tell you, Carl, if I could put canines with all the deputies, I would, especially the rural deputies that are working out in the outside area in the beats. It's just a game changer. It changes behavior of the people that you deal with without even taking the dog out. If you get that dog to bark, I'll give you an example. I used to work a narcotics canines, and I had labs, which are just goofy, friendly drug-sniffing dogs, right? But I'd work graveyards, and I taught those dogs to bark on command. So when I'd roll up to three or four parolees, I'd have that dog start barking. And they thought I had a man-eater in the back of the car, but they didn't know I just had a goofy lab. But he would bark, and behaviors would change like that.
He'd run up to him and sit down.
He wouldn't even run up to him. I would never even let him out of cars. I don't want him to see that I just had a lab. But just having a dog in a canine unit is a big force multiplier. Yeah,
I would think so.
It's a big
deal. Especially when you're traveling by yourself on these roads, you know, what is it?
So let me tell you
about the size of Connecticut or something like that.
Let me tell you about one of the new canines we got. It's very unique. I think it's the only dog north of Sacramento of its kind. We got a little lab, and her name's Tony, and this lab is a electronics sniffing dog. So what it can do is find hard drives. And the reason that we got that dog to do that is our sexual predators and offenders, when we go do search warrants on, they hide their hard drives in attics and the walls and everything else because they know they'll get real prison time if we get that hard drive and get all their information off that hard drive. This dog goes in and can sniff them out. It's pretty incredible. In addition to doing article searches and evidence searches and stuff. But
a dog can smell out a hard drive?
Yeah, there's a certain chemical odor that is put off by those that the
oh
dog can
look at.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that amazing? It's a pretty incredible tool and a kind of a sign of the times, if you will, of where things go.
Mm. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm impressed. I'm impressed about that. But you know that they have these dogs that can smell. If somebody's having a grand mal seizure, they can pick up the smell for that. You know, we think therapy dogs. Ah, ha, ha, ha. No, it's the truth. Therapy and the animals of how they can smell these things. I mean, I think, I don't know if I saw this on YouTube or I saw it on Facebook about this guy had a suitcase. Somebody was walking through with their drug enforcement dog in the airport, and that dog went right over this guy, and they said, guess who's going to get arrested?
He
could have had a hard drive.
Yeah.
You know?
He could have had a hard drive. Yeah.
Okay, so more canines.
More canines. We're in the process of hiring a couple of cold case investigators or retired investigator guys that are going to come back to work part time and open up some of the cold cases that we've got and try to reinvestigate and hopefully solve some of those things, which is super important to
really closure.
Yeah, closure for families. Yeah, and closure for everybody. And you know, we don't ever want a case to go cold and not be able to solve it. So sometimes it just takes a set of fresh eyes looking at that and a different perspective, and hopefully we can get some of those. Above and beyond everything, though, Carl, of that I've got there is, you know, I recently received unanimous votes of endorsement from the Deputy Sheriff's Association and from the Sheriff's Administration Association to endorsing me for this candidacy. And that, to me, is about the biggest vote of confidence I can get. That's because I have learned to trust the people I'm working with, and they have learned to trust me. And it's really turned the organization around, and we're really headed down the right path. It's going well.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Shasta County voters, Stephanie Bridget is perpetrating a public safety hoax. Pull the curtains back. Look through the smoke and mirrors. Recently, Bridget claimed a 92% conviction rate in 2021. The truth? Bridget lost 18 out of 33 felony trials. More pathetic, Bridget lost 5 of 7 cases involving sex crimes on young children. Overall, Bridget has a 63% conviction rate on all felonies. Do you feel safer now? Stephanie Bridget, it's time for the public to know the truth. Prove your numbers.
paid for by a Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidates or candidacy.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack, and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, we're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM in the morning. We've really enjoyed this, and it's been 12 years, and just being able to learn about our community and all the things. And we get to ask questions that everybody would like to ask to, you know, everybody that's in there.
I have a question for the sheriff.
Okay.
What makes you tick?
What makes me tick? Oh, I'll tell you what makes me tick. My wife, my two boys, hunting, fishing, and dog training, that's what makes me tick.
And that's on your website. So that really comes, that's not just somebody throwing that out there. That's real.
That's the real deal. That's
your
me.
Heart and soul.
You know, Linda, I tell people this. Being the sheriff is my job, my career. It's a position I hold in an organization. I don't think I'm any better than anybody else I work with. I have a job to do as a sheriff. I take it very seriously in serving the citizens. And all that is, I'm 100% in for it, and I'm dedicated to it. But that's not who I am. Who I am is what I just told you. I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a dog trainer, a hunter, and a fisherman. That's who I am, and that's what I like to do. So when I get chances to do that, and we talked about my dog. Remember my dog just a few minutes ago?
Oh, man.
Got another great new hunting dog, and she is awesome. I was out working her yesterday. It's my peace.
That's right. There's a lot of feeling of peacefulness when you're dealing with a critter.
Yeah. She never judges me. It's really weird.
Right. Isn't that cool?
That's funny. Our horse judges us all the time. She'll look at us and go, no. No, I'm not going to do that. Or, yeah, I'll do it, but I'm going to drag my hooves. Let's talk Second Amendment here.
Okay.
Are the numbers of concealed carry continuing to go up? Or, I mean, has it slowed down?
It's gone up a little bit, but not anything I'd say significantly. You know, what has gone up is our efficiency in getting those CCWs out finally, because we finally got caught up. Now, if you're renewing your CCW and you get all your paperwork in and then you're kicked to the website and it says it kicks you 3 months out, 90 days out or whatever before you can come in and renew,
yeah.
You don't have to wait for that anymore. You can come in any day of the week, preferably on Fridays from 1 to 4. Just walk in. We'll get it all processed and get you right out the door.
So you don't need appointments anymore?
You don't need to go by that anymore. We've overcome that hurdle finally. We got caught up enough and where we're taking people walking in. And even people doing a brand new CCW now, if you just come in, we'll help you out and get it through just like we used to, because it became so cumbersome. That permitium, thing, which I inherited, it's just not what it's cut out to be, and it's caused us more problems than good. So we're trying to get around that.
The online, permitting process.
Yeah,
that helps a lot. And I did get an appointment when I walked in, and from the time I walked in to the time I left, it was like 12 minutes.
Yep.
And part of it was just having to sign, you know, all the little documents, put my thumbprint on it. So
here's what I'm looking to do next with it, Carl, and that's good. I'm glad to hear that's good feedback. I'm looking to put in more of like a credit card type of, permit. And maybe with your picture on it, and you know, so it's not a piece of paper.
That piece of paper. When I handed my my CCW in, it was in four pieces.
Yeah,
and, I mean, it's in four pieces because you have it for 2 years. It just wears out.
Right.
So having a card would be very, very one that fits in your wallet.
Yep, and I didn't want to try to put that into place when we were trying to work out all these other bugs that we were trying to work out, because then that would just be another a problematic thing to try to figure and work out. So now that we've caught up and we're doing well with that process, we're probably going to look into make it a little bit more updated and efficient.
Well,
how about that?
About how many CCW permits do we have?
Roughly 12,000.
Roughly 12,000?
Yeah, plus.
That's gone up 2,000 and since we started kind of like asking about it.
Yeah.
So, and how many a month come through there, would you say, approximately?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you. I don't know that number.
Because
Carl.
Renewals and all this.
Yeah.
And new ones.
I really don't know that number.
I just put four people through a new one.
I'll tell you this though, I'm happy that it's going up, and I'm happy to issue CCWs because I'm a firm believer in that, and the people that are qualified and can get them, they're going to get them.
How about open carry?
So that's at once upon a time, and I think even you asked me this early on, I was a staunch no on open carry because of the perceived problematic issues it would have for law enforcement. And I won't say I'm a flipped, turned absolute yes on it now, but I'm certainly more willing to explore that. And this is why, because I've been doing my homework on that, and the states that I saw that I've researched so far that have open carry, when they went to open carry, their crime rates went down significantly. And that's hard to argue, one. And two, the constitutionality of open carry is in question, right? And so there's two cases, one in particular that's been heard by the Supreme Court in November, and that's New York versus Bruin. And that one's we're supposed to get a ruling on that in summer. So depending on how that ruling goes, that could change. That could be a game changer.
Well, you know, I am a strict advocate of the Second Amendment, and I looked, and I was kind of like, I don't know, maybe like you, but I was kind of questioning it only because I trained so many people to carry a concealed firearm.
Right.
And I realize a lot of people don't know anything about it. And I see states that just say, okay, you want to do it, you can do it. And I was wondering about the statistics of, people being injured, you know, accidental shootings. And it doesn't seem like those statistics have gone up either. So I find that interesting.
Me too. It actually was surprising to me, to be honest with you, Carl. I expected to get a lot different stats than I've been reading. I'm not done doing my homework on that. And here's the other thing. So just like you said, if let's say open carry did come to fruition for us and is something we're considering. So it's not just something that I can universally put into place in my county. I mean, I guess I could by law, but I have law enforcement partners that have to get on board and have to all come together and have an understanding on how we're going to deal with that, one. And two, it can't be just an open carry where anybody can carry. We can't have felons toting around.
No, they've got to go through some background process, of course.
There would be a process put in place with that as well.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Russell, we only got a couple minutes. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering, I have a concealed carry. I'm looking to move to the area. What does it take to transfer to get a Shasta County concealed carry permit?
From what area?
Humboldt County.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it should be pretty simple. It won't be difficult for you at all, actually. If you just want to come in and come in on a Monday or Tuesday, because my two concealed weapons guys that work that are there on Monday and Tuesday, just come in and ask to talk to Sean or Robert, and they'll help you through that process.
Yeah. Okay. Do I need to take new classes and everything, or should I just be able to transfer it over?
Yeah, it's going to be dependent on several different factors, on who you took that class from, how long ago it was, when you're set to expire with Humboldt County. I can't give you an absolute because it'll be different for every situation, but I could guarantee you this. We'll try to work with you and do it as easy as possible. If you can transfer, we'll let you transfer.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, you got it.
You bet, Russell. Yeah, you know what? And we have been so fortunate since I've lived here that every one of the sheriffs have been very proactive in signing on CCWs, and there hasn't been any problems.
And you're right, Carl, because, you know, I've met since I've become sheriff, and we do this quarterly. We have a state sheriff's meetings, and I meet with all the other sheriffs, and there are some sheriffs out there that they're not Second Amendment at all, and they're not issuing them for their citizens in their county, and I would hate to live in
a
county
like
that.
What is their main argument about that?
I guess they're more liberal leaning. They're not gun people. They think gun violence is they bought into that whole.
But the people who go through a background check and training aren't the ones that are the threats on
preaching
the street.
Preaching to the choir.
Don't they see that?
No, they don't.
I got to share this story with a friend of mine who was in law enforcement, worked with the FBI and forensics and all the kinds of things that moved from California to Tennessee. Friend of mine from high school. We had almost an hour and a half conversation. I mean, almost, I don't even know. The time flew because we were just catching up. All of the criminals, he goes, and they're talking that it's a gun problem. You know, I mean, I haven't talked to him forever. We're talking about it's a gun problem. He goes, and all of the releases that are happening from prisons that are known criminals that are getting illegal guns is why we're seeing this surge. The gang violence we just had down in Sacramento, two blocks from the theater in our beloved capital. Mm-hmm. It's because we're having illegals that are getting guns, criminals getting guns that are not legal guns.
Right.
So just to add an addition.
Yeah, it's not the people who go through, it's not law-abiding citizens.
Exactly.
And you know what? We're all preaching to the choir
I'm just,
here.
You know,
but no, but
that
was somebody that has, you know, one of the, they moved away from California, lived there their whole lives, he and his brother. So
it's definitely the gun laws, period, in California are so frustrating. Don't make any sense. I mean, everything from the, you know, magazines restrictions to the bullet buttons to the safeties to the, you know, not being able to purchase multiple handguns. It's just, they're just nonstop bombarding California with gun control laws, and it is very frustrating.
Okay, you are running for office.
I am running for office.
So how do people get a hold of you? And
have a website.
We always ask if there's events coming and all that.
Johnson for Sheriff 2022, and that's it, four is F-O-R, Johnson for Sheriff 2022 is my website. And I'll keep you up to date on what's going on with me. And I do know I need to do a better job of putting out where events that are coming up. That's something I had a pretty good conversation with somebody yesterday, actually, Chris, of all people. And but that is the website if you want to track what's going on and track my platform and get information about me and what I stand for. And I hope that voters across the board, whether it's the sheriff's race or DA's race or supervisor's race, will do their homework, know who your candidates are, know what their qualifications are, and vote responsibly. And hopefully I'll earn your vote in June 7th.
Okay. In 20 seconds, tell me what's the biggest thing you want to accomplish if reelected?
The biggest thing I want to accomplish is community connections and better service to the community. And I need staff to do that. I could have all the programs in the world that I want to put in, but if I don't have the staff to do it, they'll never happen. So, but that's what I want to accomplish, Carl.
Okay. And by the way, my volunteering, I get to talk to Captain Randall.
Yes, Captain Randall, I hope you're listening because we've been trying to get Carl on for a while.
So, I'm not even sure what I'm going to do anymore. Anyway, hey, have a great day. Thank you very much
for being with us
tomorrow. We're having candidate